Hello again. It's Ken Morgan here with this week's classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. This week our movie is the classic wartime thriller To Have and Have Not. Now the movie is based on a novel by Nobel Prize winning author Ernest Hemingway, and it came about due to a dare. Hemingway and director Howard Hawks were arguing about the money an author could make writing for Hollywood, so Hawks said he could make a movie from what he saw as Hemingway's worst book. Hemingway went along with it, and the result is today's movie. It's the story of a charter boat captain, played by Humphrey Bogart, who gets involved in a dangerous trip for the French Resistance, and with a sultry dame, played by Lauren Bacall in her film debut. This was Bogey and Baby's first film together, and it was also the start of their off-screen relationship. Their affair caused problems during filming, since Bogart was already married and was more than twice her age. However, attempts to end the affair didn't really work. Bogart ended his rather stormy marriage instead, and he and Bacall were married in 1945, a marriage that lasted until his death from cancer in 1957. On screen, their obvious chemistry resulted in some restructuring of the story to build up Bacall's part, and in fact they did the same thing for their next movie together, the film noir classic The Big Sleep, which we showed a while back, if you'll remember. Now getting back to the script, it was co-written by fellow Nobel Prize winning author William Faulkner. It was decided that the movie would bear very little resemblance to the actual book. For example, the tone and the ending were changed, as well as the location, from Cuba to Martinique, due to wartime propaganda concerns. More changes came about due to directives from the production code, plus there was a fair amount of on-set ad-libbing, so both the script and the book were sort of left behind. The movie received mixed reviews when it was released, with some noting its resemblance to Casablanca, but it was a big box office hit and remains a well-regarded classic. Based on several accounts, the legend about this movie is wrong. Lauren Bacall did indeed do her own singing. Now, for an added attraction, we also have Slick Hair, a Merry Melodies cartoon with Bugs and Elmer, and they're out of the forest and in an expensive Hollywood restaurant. And we'll give extra credit to those who can name all the celebrity cameos without having to resort to IMDb. It can be done, but it could be a little bit tough. We hope you're enjoying our classic movie presentations, and we'd still like to hear your comments and suggestions. In particular, what were your favorite movies or videos that we've shown this year? You can please post them on our Facebook page. You can email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us, or you can call us at 908-754-7885. And you'll find the list of the movies we've shown on our website. That address is www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And now, from Warner Brothers in 1947, here's Slick Hair. And from 1944, also from Warner Brothers, and co-starring Walter Brennan, here's To Have and Have Not. Hope you like them.